This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here's something shoppers will be seeing more of in stores this holiday season: workers. Macy's said today it will hire around 80,000 seasonal workers to staff its stores and call centers. That's up about 2.5% from last year. Kohl's, Toys R Us, and Walmart are also looking for more temporary help. In this economy, even temp jobs are good news, right? But could they turn into something more? Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Macy's expects shoppers to buy more this holiday season, so it's bringing in more people to stock shelves, answer phones, and ring up sales. Some of those people could end up with permanent jobs. Spokesman Jim Slezewski says seasonal work can be a tryout.
Very often when full-time or year-round positions become available, they're the first ones we turn to.
That's what happened at Target last year. The retailer says 30% of its seasonal staff stuck around after the holidays. At Toys R Us, 15% landed long-term jobs. But those were the lucky ones.
Numbers from the Labor Department suggest that most of the jobs disappear after the season is over.
That's John Challenger with job placement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas. He says with the economy still growing so slowly, demand isn't strong enough for a big jump in hiring. Target, for instance, is adding fewer temporary workers than last year. Walmart plans to give more hours to existing employees. Challenger says the tough economy is also changing who's applying for holiday work.
It's no longer just a college student coming home. There are people who need a second job. We're seeing older people who come back into the workforce.
Macy's won't comment on how much those people can expect to earn. Challenger says seasonal retail work tends to pay near minimum wage and no benefits. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.